Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Good afternoon. It's Wendy Snyder. I'm sitting in for Lisa Dent today. My favorite holiday in all of the world is coming up on Thursday, and I wanted to talk to Chicago's Public Health Commissioner, Dr. Allison Arwoody, on what I need to do to protect my family. Hi, Dr. Arwoody. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you, Wendy.
You as well. Listen, I have some older people coming over. I'm hosting, and my husband had a runny nose today, and maybe I was panicking a little bit, but I'm like, you know, honey, maybe you should take a COVID test. It came back negative. Mm-hmm. We have all gotten our second boosters, or I guess it's our third, right? We've got the current booster.
The fall 2022 booster. Good.
In fact, I am your poster girl if you'd like to use me. I had a J&J, a Pfizer, and a Moderna.
Love it. Love it. That's good.
But most of our guests are vaccinated. Now, we don't have to wear masks or anything, do we?
No, you don't have to. I mean, you can't really wear masks while you eat Thanksgiving dinner anyway. I think you did exactly the right thing there. If somebody is feeling unwell, you know, take a COVID test. They're widely available at home. It's a good way to give some peace of mind. If somebody's really not feeling well, they should think about potentially skipping the festivities. But if everybody's had all their shots, right, and just as a quick reminder for everybody over the age of 6 months should get a flu shot this fall, and everyone over the age of 6 months should have their COVID shots. And for everybody over five, that does mean the fall 2022 COVID booster. You know, if you're up to date with your vaccines, that's the most important thing. And then the second thing is just, you know, be a little cautious. Stay home if you're really sick, take the test, but enjoy the holidays. I love Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, viruses kind of love this time of year too, right? Between the cold and the holidays and the travel. So, but we don't want outbreaks in the way of everybody's festivities. So you're doing exactly the right things.
And, you know, we haven't thought about COVID recently. I know it's out there, but the risk is not very high. So I've kind of forgotten about it. We don't really have to worry about it if, like you said, if we're boosted. I got the flu shot and the booster. And yep. If I can just tell you one thing, Dr. Arwoody, last year the flu shot hurt me way worse than the booster. This year it was the opposite.
Well, you know, if you have a little bit more of a reaction to it, it usually means your immune system's getting more of a lesson from it. So
okay.
In some cases, if it's been a long time since you've had a flu shot and you get one for the first time, you might have a little more of a sore arm or vice versa. But I always tell anybody, if you do have a little bit of a sore arm, it hurts you a little more, that means your immune system kind of really needed that lesson and you've got a good, strong immune response. So, but getting both of those, that really is the most important thing. And I'll tell you at the city level, if I hear that somebody has COVID, and we certainly still have plenty of COVID around. We have around 30 Chicagoans who get hospitalized every day with COVID still. My first question is, are they up to date with their vaccines? If they're up to date with their vaccines, I know they've done the most important thing. You know, they're likely to recover. We've got good treatments, et cetera. It is a very different world, thankfully, than it was in 2020, but it's still not gone. And so using some extra precautions, especially ahead of traveling or ahead of gathering, like taking a test, is a good idea.
And what do we need to know about RSV?
Yeah, so RSV stands for respiratory syncytial virus. It's actually a really common virus. Almost everybody will get exposed to RSV every year, usually especially for immunocompetent adults. It just causes a cold. But especially for little ones, kids under five, but especially under two, and then sometimes for older adults, it can really turn into more of a serious respiratory problem. You can end up getting a pneumonia on top of it, and it's the number one cause for respiratory hospital admissions for those littlest kids. And so it is also circulating right now. We don't have a vaccine for RSV like we do for flu or influenza. And those littlest kids are really too young to wear a mask anyway. So it comes down to a lot of that staying home if you're sick and doing the hand washing. But I always tell people that what we don't want is a RSV surge on top of a flu surge, on top of a COVID surge. So for those kids, you know, in that that 6 month to 2 year age, especially important to get that flu shot and get your COVID shots too, because flu is a big deal. People think, oh, flu isn't really anything, but for both the youngest Chicagoans and the oldest Chicagoans, flu can actually be pretty dangerous. And we've already had across, you know, flu season's only kicking off in the U.S. right now, and there have already been, you know, 5 children in the U.S. who have died from influenza this year. It kills me when I see that happen. And it's just about, you know, making sure people have done what they can to, you know, to not have to worry about it, right? You've done the most important thing. You're worrying more about the turkey than about the COVID, which is good.
Do I have to put a mask on my turkey?
You do not have to put a mask on your turkey. Your turkey cannot spread COVID before or after its demise. So you're all good there.
All right. That's fantastic. And I did read somewhere, and maybe it's just wishful thinking, but I thought I read somewhere that in the future they may be able to combine the COVID and the flu shot all in one vaccine. Is that possible?
Yeah. I think that may happen. I don't know for sure, but my guess is, you know, this is the first year, this fall, the fall 2022 COVID booster, it's the first time we updated the COVID vaccine to be a really good match against all of the COVID subtypes and the COVID variants that are circulating now. That's what we do for flu every single year. So every year, that's why you get a flu vaccine every fall. It's made to be a match to fight off the flu vaccines that are circulating. So given that it looks like, you know, we're not going to get rid of COVID in a long-term way, I do think it'll be something where we'll probably be getting an annual booster. And then if that's happening, really from a technological perspective, you could combine those into a single vaccine. So I think it may be coming. But this year, it is 2 separate ones, but we do really want everybody to get both.
All right. Well, I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. I just haven't talked to you in a while, and I thought it was a good time to catch up on, because really, I've kind of forgotten about COVID, which obviously you haven't, but...
I haven't, but let me tell you, I am glad you have forgotten. You know, my goal is to not be on the radio with everybody this winter, to not have to be, you know, talking a lot about COVID. And the way we get there is getting this city up to date with vaccines. It really is. So you've done that most important thing, and it's not top of your worry list. And that's exactly where we want everybody to be.
All right. Again, if you need a poster girl with the J&J, Pfizer, and Moderna shot, I'm willing to give my picture to you.
Perfect. Anybody can go to vaccines.gov if they want to be like you and choose any type of vaccine, or you can give us a call at the health department, 312-746-4835. We'll bring vaccine to your home. We'll tell you where you can get it nearby. We want to make this easy for your family. So thanks so much.
Really appreciate your time, and happy holidays to you.
You too.
Chicago's public health commissioner, Dr. Allison Arwoody, and you heard it here first, you do not have to put a mask on your turkey. All right, Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent, and we're going to talk to Chris Chelios after the news here on 720 WGN.
Hey, happy holidays to you and your family from me, Anna DeVlantis.
Hey, this is John Williams on behalf of me and my entire crew. Happy holidays.
It's me, Bob Surratt.
Glad tidings from all of us on the morning crew. WGN.